For our regular listeners, you might recall that just before Anzac Day, we came across a story that would warm the cockles of your heart. We spoke to the CEO and founder of PTSD Dogs, and that is Angie Weeks, who trains rescue dogs to rescue first responders. Just think about that for a minute. Bit of a win-win story, isn't it? But in talking to Angie, we realised that there was so much in this for others as well. She is going to teach us a language today, and that is the language of dogs. Hi, Angie. I'm in, but I'm hoping there's not a lot of congregated verbs. So where do we start?
Hello, Rosemary. So, you know, dogs, just like humans, are sentient beings, and they feel all the same emotional states as humans, from fear, frustration, to joy, satisfaction, and even love. So in today's discussion, we're going to look at the emotional bank account and how we can tap into it and build a strong, positive relationship built on trust, respect, and compassion. The emotional bank account is much like an ordinary bank account where we can deposit and withdraw funds. These funds we talk about now aren't financial. You guessed it, they are emotional. When building a relationship, just like building a human relationship, we want as many positive experiences. And these experiences build a relationship built on trust, respect, and compassion. So in terms of our dogs, we can build a positive relationship by rewarding our dog for all desired behavior. And we call this, as a trainer, capturing. We capture a good sit or a good settle by simply saying, yes, good sit. And then we pay the dog with a reward. This is depositing into that bank account. So what if our dog is jumping up or barking at us? Normally we tell the dog off and say in a stern voice, oh, or we push them away. This is withdrawing from our emotional bank account. And instead of this, of us actually building that respect and having compassion for understanding, the dog just simply hasn't learnt those acquired skills or knowledge. So instead, we can actually ask for a desired behaviour, which would be sit. And that means now we can reward again with a yes, good sit. But in the event of barking, we want to capture the quiet times and again say yes, good quiet, and pay them with a reward. They will, in time, understand quiet means good things are about to happen, so aka a pat or even a treat. So, you know, Rosemary, when the dog barks, we can simply ask for the quiet. We say quiet, thank you, and then pay them when they are quiet with again, yes, good quiet. And it's that treat, it's that out, that tone and pat. So as you can see, when we work with depositing into the emotional bank account, we build a strong foundation built on trust, respect, and compassion. And we set our dogs and our relationship with them up for success. So just like humans, we all love praise and positive reinforcement. So,
Angie, that was fantastic. Thank you. And you were going to say, I'm sorry. You're going to say?
It's great. It's just great to set them up for success, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they give so much more than we do. So how good is that? And I think, you know, we'll all be keen to learn a little bit more of this dog language, Angie. And there are so many benefits of learning the language as well. And listeners, that was Angie Weeks, and she is the CEO and founder of PTSD Dogs Australia. And Angie, thank you for joining us this morning and keeping our community connected. And if listeners would like to hear this again, they can go to the 101.5.com.au website, and we'd be really keen to hear if they've got some thoughts on this, or in fact, if they had some questions as well. I'm sure Angie would be happy to answer any of those. So Angie, thank you very much. We'll look forward to chatting with you again another day.
Cheers, Rosemary.